We will practice together for 12 minutes. Please begin your practice by taking your seat and relaxing. The basic idea is to sit up straight, but relaxed. My teacher, Sakyong Mipham, says that the more he studies the Dharma, and he's studied quite a bit, the more he believes that the entire spiritual path can be distilled into one word. And that one word is relax. It's an interesting contemplation. If you're on the floor, your legs are crossed loosely in front of you. And if you're in a chair, sit with your feet flat on the floor and try to scoot forward so you're not leaning against anything, unless that's uncomfortable. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh. And the hands are relaxed. And so are the shoulders. And while the back is strong and dignified, the front body is soft and open and full of grace. I think that grace and openness may be synonymous. So notice the softness of your belly with delight, the softness of your heart with delight, and the softness of your throat with delight. These are as much organs of perception as anything. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth is closed. And all the muscles of speech can relax and let go. Our eyes remain open, because this is a practice of wakefulness, of being right here, and there's no need to withdraw. So the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front of you, and it doesn't matter what's in that spot, because you're not peering at it. There's more a sense of vision streaming from the eyes, like rays of the sun. And like the rays of the sun, it simply shines on everything. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit while the sit bones reach down. And in this way, we, humans, join heaven and earth in our own bodies. Please place your attention on your breath as it flows in and out through the nose, coming all the way in on the inhale, seeing if you can spot the moment it turns into an exhale, which you kind of can't because you're already in the exhale at that point, and dissolve out on the out-breath. Notice the little gap that follows the exhalation, and then just wait and watch as the next inhalation begins, which it will. And start again, coming in on the inhale, and riding out on the exhale. Could happen at some point that your attention is drawn away from breath and becomes absorbed instead in thought, not a problem. All you have to do the moment you notice this is let that thought go, whether it is grand or dull or brilliant or funny or trite or vicious or ingenious. Simply let it go. And gently, this is the most important word of the entire instruction, gently bring your attention back to your breath and begin again. If it helps, you can say to yourself, silently thinking, with the quality of shoop, snip, cutting your tie to that thought, letting it float to the ground like a piece of paper would, and returning your attention to your breath. When in doubt, come back. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for your devotion to your own life. And I wish you a day of peace in your heart and in your world.